Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, all you beautiful people who are here again for another episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. All lesser values to me will devolve and sink into BS because love is the value that holds us in center. Love is the value that keeps us above the manipulations of normal and subnormal human behavior. Love alone is the strongest power in the universe to keep us steady in our relationships and being alive. I'm alive to love. All lesser values to me devolve to BS. I am decidedly a Christian person. I'm decidedly a pastor of 50 years. I've pastored and bishoped over this last half a century, and I have given more than my fair share of counseling to people in my pastor's counseling study. So pull up a chair, get a cup of coffee. Let me give you some counsel today. Today's No BS Bishop episode isn't a list as I like to give. Normally, I like to give you something that's easy to make a set of notes over. Today, I just want to be your counselor. I want to give you pastoral counsel that I've gained and gathered and garnered over the last 50 years. And I'd like to say over those 50 years, I was always right about everything. I really would love to say that. It would be a great feeling, but I can't. I've learned through trial and error. I've learned through success and failure. I've learned how to be a good dad by loving my kids. And I've learned by being a bad dad on occasion that love will keep me from failing my kids where all other values will fail them. Where I've tried to be strict, I've had to learn that love would hold my strictness far away from any abusive pain that I would cause my children. So again, I want to give you my counsel. My wife and I have been married for 47 years. Wow, it's just amazing to come out of my mouth to hear that. I still feel like that 21-year-old boy that married that beautiful 19-year-old lady. But here we are. 47 years later, and we have learned a few things about love. Let me tell you what, in 47 years, if you're not learning about love, well, you're just not paying attention. We have learned to love each other deeply, profoundly, and with security in and for each other. Today, I want to talk to you about the strategies for and the principle of love. And again, in no certain order or list. The strategies of and the principle of love. Let's start with the principle of love. The principle of love. I find that people have generally a notion about love that it's a soft and easy, cushy thing to do. Well, that's a wrong way to view love. Love is the one thing in all human existence that will do the heavy lifting of life. Let me describe that. When you love someone, And you have a determination in that principle of love. The principle of love says, as we used to say in older wedding ceremonies, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in good times and bad. You see, love does the heavy lifting of managing relationships and managing life in good times and bad. Love is the security of standing still when there's a storm around you. Love is that which holds your child when they are desperately ill. Love is that which grabs your spouse when they're feeling like all their world is falling apart. Love grabs your spouse, holds on tight, and says to your spouse, "We're going to make it through the night. We're gonna fight forward. We're not going to let these circumstances overwhelm us." I hope you hear what I'm saying. That's the heavy lifting of love. The principle of love is not some kind of soft core, easy peasy, cotton candy, sort of view of life. Oh, we just got to love everybody. Okay, well, I agree with that. But now if you want to live that principle, you better buckle up, buttercup. because love is not frail. Love is strong. In fact, for me, I've watched people in my pastoral ministry. I've watched people love their family, love their fellow employer, their employees, or their employer, through some of the most difficult sideways circumstances, but love pulled them through those sideways circumstances. Love, as you know, and down in Texas they say, drag me through the keyhole backwards. I've watched people get dragged through keyholes backwards and come out on the other side still loving humanity, loving people around them. That's what I mean when I say love does the heavy lifting. So when I talk today about the strategies for and the principle of love, we have to understand that the principle of love is one of those grand and transcendent principles that is rarely given the kind of attention and discussion it deserves. It deserves so much more weightiness than what I think most of us give to it. When we say simplistic things like, well, we just got to love one another, again, I agree. But now what do we do? What's that strategy look like? How will we strengthen ourselves to do that? We just got to love one another. That's where the rubber hits the road. That's where this thing, that's where the airplane lifts off of the runway and starts to fly. I'm convinced that love is that goal in life that God has set before all human beings, that the end of life is love. The beginning of life is love, and everything in between is love, and that in that high principle of love, there is a calling upward, there's a calling forward, there's a calling to be a better human being, to be a more beautiful human being through love. Now let me talk about in the strategies for and the principles of love. Let me just talk about something that in 12-step AA circles is related to as codependency or enabling. Love is not codependency. Some people will exercise love in a codependent way and then say, well, love didn't work in that case. I would suggest love never fails. I would suggest that love doesn't fail. So if something failed, it wasn't love, and we need to go back to the drawing board and ask ourselves, how did we misinterpret love in that circumstance? Love is not codependency. And yet love is not optional equipment. So to me, we've got to have a strategy for and a principle of love going for us so that when something fails, we step back and say, well, that wasn't love, because love would not have failed. We're being invited to an impossible task, and that is to love all people well. Love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, love, here it comes, love your enemy. If that's the case, and it is, then once again, we're called to do the heavy lifting of love, and that love does the heavy lifting. Love is that big, strong bulldozer. It's that great, powerful forklift that'll pick up a heavy load, and it will sustain it without fail. So when we're asked to love, we're being asked to do the impossible. But when we're asked to do the impossible, it's important that each of us say, all right, I'm going to do the impossible, and I'm going to do it well. I may not do it perfectly, because perfect isn't the goal. Progress is the goal. I'm going to love not perfectly every day, but progressively. Did you catch that? I'm going to love progressively, not perfectly. We fall away from love, I believe, in our strategies for and our principles of love. We fall away from it because we didn't do it perfectly. Well, I've got some bad news for you. None of us have along the way. But we need to progress. We need to grow. Tom Landry, great coach of the Dallas Cowboys many years ago, said, a great leader leads their followers to do things they never thought they could do, and in some cases didn't want to do. A great leader will have people doing things they didn't think they could do, and maybe if they were invited on a specific way to do it, they'd say, no, I don't want to do that. But a great leader says, come on, let's go do this. Love is that. Love is that one thing that we're being invited to do that it's daunting. I'll tell you what, it's daunting. In my life of multiple relationships through churches, I would be lying if I told you that every church member I've ever had in 50 years has always been somebody that I greatly enjoyed and was so happy to see every Sunday morning. Well, that's just not true. It is simply not true. Any pastor that would tell you, oh, I just love all my people and I was always glad to see them, I was always glad to have this person and that person in my life, that pastor is likely lying to you. But the truth is, I can still love when I see someone who doesn't necessarily bring all the butterflies into my heart and mind. I'm called to have a strategy for and a principle of love activated in me at all times. It's impossible, you say, and I agree. But let's do the impossible. Let's do the impossible and let's do it well. You know, I, the title of this broadcast is, I'm the No BS Bishop, I'm Alive to Love. I'm alive to love. And there's a double meaning in that little phrase, alive to love. It's intentional. First and foremost, it is, I'm not on the earth for hate. I'm not here to hate anybody or anything. Hate is too great a burden to bear, Martin Luther King Jr. said. Hate is too great a burden to bear. In fact, I am convinced hate is more difficult to manage than love. Hate is the negative energy of life that will drag you deeper and deeper and deeper into cynicism and negativity. Hate is an empty, bottomless vortex hole. It will pull everything. It's like a dark hole in outer space. The gravitational pull of it will bend everything toward it. So if you give yourself to hate, you have given yourself to this volcanic destructive force. It's much more difficult to manage than love. I'm on this earth eating, sleeping, drinking, eating good food, making sure I'm healthy so that I have energy to give health and not pain. I'm alive to love. I'm alive with plans and dreams and designs and a destiny that is locked into everything and anything that is love. Here's what I say about all of that. I'm unavailable for anything less than love. Want to underscore one more time for you, as I do almost every week, I'm not a perfect lover. I'm a lover on a pilgrimage. I'm on a pilgrimage of love. My pilgrimage is taking me upward, and some days the rock climb is a little slippery. Some days the weather is cold and the wind is blowing, and it's a little more imperfect in my love, but my strategies for and the principle of love remains true. So if you've just joined us now, if you come in late, I'm talking about the strategies for and the principle of love. My life is here for love. Just as my life is here for a good blood pressure. So if I go to the doctor and my blood pressure is accurate, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but if the doctor said, hey, your blood pressure looks good, yeehaw, everything is good. But if the doctor says, hey, your blood pressure is a little high, let's talk about what you're eating, how much salt intake, how much stress are you allowing yourself to live under? You see, that's what I mean. I want my blood pressure to be right so I can live a long and healthy life. Same is true with love. I want my love index to be on a healthy plane, a strong and directed path. I want my strategies for and my principle of love to be consistent, just like I want my blood pressure to be right. And if it ain't right, I want to get it right. Same is true with love. I'm on a pilgrimage of love. I want to keep it true through a strategy for and the principle of love. I'm convinced that there's a little scripture that says God is love and love is God. He who dwells in love dwells in God and God in them. I'm also convinced that we love because God first loved us. See, to me that says God is the awakening power of love. God is the awakening energy of love. We have the opportunity. Every human being has the opportunity to love. You don't have to be brilliant. You don't have to have an enormous IQ. The great movie, Forrest Gump, one of my all-time favorites. Forrest Gump says in a line in that movie, he said, "I may not be a smart man, but I do know what love is." You see, you don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be the strongest, the smartest, the fastest, the most handsome, the most beautiful. You simply have the opportunity as a human being made in the image of God to be love. I'm living a life that I live with the knowledge that God has awakened my capacity to receive and give love. I am, by the love of God, alive. I'm alive to the reality of love that heals and frees me, but it is also here to heal and free everyone around me. That's my goal. That's my pilgrimage. That's my mountain climb. And I'm saying again, I may not make more than 2 feet in any given day to climb that mountain, but then some days I might make it 2 stories up that mountain. I'm simply alive to love. I have discovered that all lesser values devolve into BS and into monstrous negativity that will drag me into a pit. I have discovered that through the love of God that burns in me, that has awakened me, that my friends, my family, my acquaintances don't have to always hear me say I love you. Now hold that thought, because I'll come back to saying I love you. They don't have to always hear me say I love you. I want people who are around me to know that I love them without words. I want my words to be confirming of my actions. I want my words to sustain my actions and vice versa. I want my actions to sustain my words. I want to be that person who has so discovered the love of God in me that I become more and more of a lover through me. And then by virtue of that, more and more love comes my way. I believe, once again, I'm here offering 50 years worth of pastoral counsel, if you'll receive it. Pull up a chair, get a cup of coffee, and listen to this. You want to know what you're here for? You want to know what your purpose in life is? One word, love. What do I do with my life? Love. Love people, love yourself, love your enemies, love your neighbor, and love the things that come into your hand. One way or another, love is the answer to your purpose in life. Mother Teresa said, and this is one of my all-time favorite quotes, she said, "We cannot do great things. We can only do small things with great love." The simplicity of that is what I'm talking about today. It is the principle of and the strategies for love. Doing small things with great love. To remind yourself at any given moment, love is right here. Love, there's a moment for love right here. I don't know how to do it exactly, but I'm going to keep myself focused and centered in the principle and strategy of love. I'm going to do small things with great love. I said in a recent broadcast, I said, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. said, "If I'm a street sweeper, then I should sweep that street with such great love that all of heaven looks down and says, there lives the greatest street sweeper who ever swept a street." I want to sweep that street with great love. Any small thing I'm doing, I want it to be done with great love. It's ironic, isn't it? Mother Teresa said, "We cannot do great things." Well, this woman was one of the greatest figures in human history for saving the starving and the poor of the streets of Calcutta, India. This woman threw herself into the orphans and the widows and the disadvantaged of her world, which were, oh my goodness, by the tens of thousands all around her. And she threw herself at that. And if you could look at her biography or stories of her, you would say, oh my, she did such great things. But I want you to hear it again. She said, "We cannot do great things. We can only do small things with great love. That's so liberating, isn't it? To have a strategy for and the principle of love active in our lives at all times leads us to that very notion. To me, going through life on any other platform is just debilitating and draining. To live life on any other level than love is just going to suck the positive energy out of me and leave me at the end of the day exhausted with no sense of why was I eating and drinking and taking up space in this world to just live that. Love alone is what keeps me on the process and a strategy for a good and abundant life, even when my life is simple. Even if all my life is flipping hamburgers at McDonald's or sweeping a street, I am urged, I am invited to do it with great love. And I believe it can be done. Now, I'm going to give you an illustration. I'm going to wrap this up. You know, we can do a lot of things with other tools that the tool wasn't made to do. Here's an example. I could drive a nail into a chunk of wood with a screwdriver. Sure, I could do it. I could turn around, hold it by the metal, and hit that nail with the handle, and I could pound away and beat away. It could be done. Yeah, it can be done. But at the end of that, both the screwdriver and me are going to be frustrated and beat up, and the end result ain't going to be pretty. See, to me, if I can make the strenuous analogy for a moment, love is the hammer that drives the nail. Love is the hammer, not the screwdriver. I don't need to drive a nail with a screwdriver. I can do it, but I'd rather have the right tool for the right project. The strategies and the processes and the program of love is what I'm here for, to do the right thing with the right tool. Life was made for love. Life was not made for lesser tools. Life in this one and only life, you are not here. You're not alive to BS people through life. You're not here to manipulate and manage people in a way toward what you want to get out of them. Love alone is the value that will keep you high above all lesser values. That's why I say here every week, I'm alive to love. All lesser values devolve into BS. To be awakened to my capacity for love. I'm talking about strategies and the principle of love. How we live the strategies and the principles of love is so vital. And I've kind of given you a full sawed-off shotgun view of it here today. This hasn't been in any given list, but these are just the sound bites that are alive inside of me. You know, it's if you could just hold a microphone up to my head some days, in a good moment, you would hear these things beating around inside of me. This is why I'm alive. I'm alive to love. So every week we gather here. I'm asking you to join me at my pastoral council, in my office, at my desk, get a cup of coffee, and listen to some advice that has been born in the oven of adversity, the oven of joys, the oven of disappointments, and the great oven of love. I have found that love is what keeps me young. It keeps me moving. It keeps me desiring. It keeps me looking up in life and knowing that there are better days ahead if I will stay on the path of love. Every No BS Bishop, we conclude with two exercises. One is to breathe. I know that may seem redundant, but it isn't, because when we love, we will live healthy. We will love ourselves enough to just stop, slow it down, put the stress away, put the distractions down, and breathe. On the count of three, I want you to drag a deep breath into your lungs and hold it for just a few seconds and let your lungs feel the strength of air. One, two, three. Breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. That's vitally important. Do that every day. Find 5 minutes, 2 minutes, anytime you can, get alone, just get away from the crowd, shut the door and just hide and breathe a little bit. You'll slow yourself down into a better way of living. That's why I just remind you, breathe. Love yourself enough to breathe well. Second of all, I encourage you to do something that folks far and wide, that when I teach this little principle, are always blown away in some form or another. Look somebody right in the eye and with slow intentionality say, "I love you." Those words are like magic. They're like charms of beauty in a world of dry, destitute needs. When somebody says, "I love you," and it's wholesome and it's holy, it's not, you know, for some illicit means, it's just the simplicity of a human to human, it brings life to both objects, both subjects. For the giver, life happens. For the receiver, life happens. Look somebody in the eye, find somebody right now or later, and give them the intentionality of your eye contact and say, "I love you." I promise you, it's life-changing. I promise you, it'll be awkward in some cases. But just warn people, I don't mean to be awkward. I don't mean to make this weird. But I do want you to feel the strength and the weight of the fact that I love you. Well, there you have it, the strategies and the principles of love. I gave you a homework assignment, didn't I, in my counseling office? Thanks for being here again today with this episode of the No BS Bishop for the strategies and principles of love. I trust that you gain something from this counsel that'll give you something to live forward to and live up to in life going forward. Now go out and do something beautiful in this big, ugly world. Get out there and do something beautiful. Like Mother Teresa said, do some small thing with great love. Do something beautiful because, oh, baby, ugly has been done to death. Let's be the people of love who arise and shine with beauty in our faces, in our words, and in our action. Happy trails, y'all. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.